Chapter 10. News about William. Anne was lonely without her friend and sent many letters to her, but she never received a reply. Months passed and she didn't hear anything from William. She hoped everything was okay with him. Then after 3 months, she received a letter. It was from Carol's husband. She read it anxiously. Dear Anne, Carol has asked me to write to you as she can't write a whole letter yet. We got married at the new church in Sydney. The governor has given us some land and we have decided to build a small inn on it. When you finish your sentence, we hope that you will visit us there. I'm afraid that I have bad news for you from the jail. Your brother William became ill soon after you saw him and he was sent to the hospital at Port William. While he was recovering, he escaped. The jailers are still searching for him, and as you know, he will be severely punished if he is found. If I can help you in any way, please let me know. Yours sincerely, David Wallace. Anne was desperate with worry. Before, William had only 15 months left of his sentence. If he was found now, the governor would give him a life sentence or hang him. If they didn't find him, it might be even worse. He could be attacked by wild animals or die in the desert. Months passed and Anne became more worried. She was desperate to see William and her mother again, and she felt very alone without Carol. I must leave this place and find them, she thought. One morning, the matron called Anne into her office. A tall gentleman was waiting inside. When he saw Anne, he removed his hat. How are you, Miss Telford? He asked with a smile. Anne suddenly recognised him. It was Dr. Harding. She was very happy to see him. I'm very well, thank you, she said. It's good to see you, Doctor. When did you arrive back in Australia? May we speak alone for a moment? The doctor asked the matron. When the matron left the room, Dr. Harding shook Anne's hand. It's good to see you again, Anne, he said. I hear that you saved an officer's life. Congratulations, you always were an excellent nurse. May I just ask one question? Dr. Harding continued. Of course, Anne said. You were doing so well at the hospital and you seemed quite happy. Why did you put yourself in such danger and try to escape? I didn't try to escape, Anne said. I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it was all a mistake. I see, Dr. Harding said. I'm so sorry. Perhaps I can make it right again. Would you like to return to the hospital? I need a good nurse. Anne couldn't hide her excitement. Of course, Dr. Harding, I would like that very much, she replied with a big smile. Anne was delighted. Finally, she could finish her nurse's training. This was the best thing to happen to her since she arrived in Australia. That day, she packed her things and returned to Port Jackson with Dr. Harding. By the summer of the following year, Anne was a qualified nurse. She was put in charge of a team of nurses in the operating theatre. Life was good for Anne, except for the constant worry about William. There was still no news about him. Maybe William has found a safe place to hide, she thought. It will be impossible to find him now. She asked for Dr. Harding's help to search for her mother. He knew some important people in the government and was allowed to search the convicts' records. One morning, the doctor arrived at the hospital with a document under his arm, and he looked very depressed. He showed the document to Anne. It was a list of names of 22 convicts. What is this? The convicts on this list were workers on sheep farms west of Sydney, Dr. Harding said. Last year, they organised a rebellion. Anne saw her mother's name on the list. She could hardly breathe. What happened to them? She asked. They were all killed by British soldiers, Dr. Harding said. I'm very sorry, Anne. Anne turned white and the doctor helped her move to a chair.
"It must be a mistake," said Anne. "Maybe there's another Edna Telford. My mother is still alive. I know she is."
"It's possible," replied Dr. Harding. "Sometimes there are mistakes in the records. But this list is quite recent, and it seems that your mother..."
"I'm so sorry, Anne."
Anne refused to believe it. She got up, straightened her clothes, and pushed her red hair under her hat.
"I'm grateful to you, Dr. Harding," she said, "but my mother is alive, and when I'm free, I'll find her."
As the months passed, Dr. Jack Harding's relationship with Anne began to change. He started to miss her when she wasn't at the hospital, and when he saw her again, his heart beat quickly. He was falling in love with her. One morning, when Anne arrived for work, the doctor was waiting for her with some wild flowers and a ring. When he asked her to be his wife, Anne was very surprised. He was 11 years older than her, and although she respected him greatly, she didn't love him. But Jack Harding was kind and good, and if she married him, she would be free. She wanted her freedom desperately. She wanted to find her family.
"Yes," she said, "I will marry you."
A month later, they were husband and wife, and Anne Telford was a free woman.